The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Kuf Samach Dalid of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Pidyon HaBen. Let's start with a little introduction. The Torah gives us a mitzvah that we are obligated to redeem a firstborn son 30 days after the baby is born. The Rishonim explain that originally the Bechor, the firstborn sons, were designated to serve in the Beis HaMikdash as Kohanim. This began at the time that they were saved from the fate that befell the firstborn males in Mitzrayim. However, after the Chet HaEgel, after the Jews sinned with the golden calf, because the firstborn were among them, they lost their special status, and instead that status was transferred to the Kohanim. As a result of this, every firstborn male must be redeemed from a Kohen. The Sefer HaChinuch points out that by doing the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it reminds us that everything in the world really belongs to Hashem. When we sanctify that which is first and that which is best, and by having to purchase it back from Hashem, so to speak, it reminds us of this idea that the world really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no mitzvah to redeem a firstborn daughter because the women would not serve in the Beis HaMikdash anyhow. Moreover, in Mitzrayim, it was only the firstborn males that died in Makos Bechoros. So the mitzvah is only to redeem a firstborn son. So let's see, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs aseh al kol ish miYisrael. It is a positive commandment on every Jewish person, sheyipode mikohen esbeno, that he should redeem his son from a kohen, shehu bechor leimo, if the child is the firstborn to his mother. Which means that if a child is the firstborn only to the father, but not to the mother had previous children before, then there's no mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. On the other hand, if the child is the firstborn to its mother, but the father did have other children beforehand, then there would be a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So therefore, it is possible for a man to be required to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen multiple times. With what is the child redeemed? B'chamisha shloim, with five shloim. These are five coins. Now, we don't have shloim today, but we would have to use the equivalent to it. So, in the times that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was written, he discussed European currency in order to determine what would be the parallel to shloim. He says, "Ubematbio shalonu," and in our coins, again, this is in the era of the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, "Tzorach shiyo kolkach," there has to be so much value in it, "Achiyeh bekulam hei lavit ushlish kesef tzeruf." It has to be 5 1/3 lavit, which is a Polish currency, of pure silver. Practically speaking, the poskim say today, what we're talking about is the equivalent of 96 grams of silver, which means the value of the 5 coins together must be 96 grams of silver. V'yachol litein lakohen afilu shar chafotzim sheyushovim kach. and one would be allowed to give to a Kohen even other articles, which are not money, which are worth the same value, avolo karkos oshtoras, but he could not give the Kohen real estate or promissory notes. Ulechein ein podin bebanknot. Therefore, one would not be allowed to redeem his son with a banknote, which is a promissory note, but with all other articles, the pidyon haben could be done. However, today, the custom is that they give the Kohen silver coins. V'nogin lasos su'uda l'mitzvah zos. And the minhag is that a festive meal is made for this mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer was asked whether the father of the Bechor would be allowed to divide up the money for the Pidyon HaBen between two or more Kohanim. He says that l'chatchila, this should not be done, but b'di'eved, post facto, if it was done already, the Pidyon is valid. Halacha Beis. Amar l'kohen echad sheyifte mimeno esbino. If the father of a firstborn told a particular Kohen that he is selecting him to redeem his son, asur lachzorbo, the father is not allowed to revert and then use a different Kohen. V'im chazar upadar oso mikohen acher. However, if the father went ahead and then redeemed the child with a different Kohen, harezer padui, so the child is redeemed and the process is valid. Halacha Gimel. Ein podin es habechor ad sheyavru alav shloshim yom. A firstborn is not redeemed until 30 days have passed. Ubiyom shloshim v'yachad yifteo miyad, and on the 31st day, the child should be redeemed immediately. Shelo lahashos es hamitzvah, so that the mitzvah is not delayed. V'ein podin b'shabbos ubiyomtif, one does not redeem a firstborn on either Shabbos or yomtif. Avol b'chol hamoed podin, but on Chol HaMoed we do perform a Pidyon HaBen. Noagin lasos ha-pidyon bayom. The custom is that the Pidyon HaBen is supposed to be done during the daytime. Umikol makom, nevertheless, im avar yom shloshim bi'echad v'lo pada, if the 31st day has passed and the child was not redeemed for whatever reason, or the 31st day was a time when the child could not be redeemed, such as Shabbos or Yom Tov or a fast day, yesh liftoso taketh belaila shel akrav, so the child should be redeemed immediately on the night afterwards, velo yamtino ad lemachar, and they should not wait until the next morning, lahashos hamitzvah yoser, which would delay the mitzvah further. Now this that he writes, that if the 31st day occurs on a fast day, so they should do it the following night, what many poskim recommend actually is that the ceremony of the Pidyon HaBen is done on the fast day. However, the meal that accompanies it should not occur until the night after the fast day. The halacha is that not every firstborn male is subject to Pidyon HaBen. A child that was born through a cesarean section, even if he is firstborn, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. In fact, if the subsequent child is also a boy and was delivered naturally, there still is no mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Meaning, once there is a C-section in the family, then neither the child that was born through the cesarean section, as well as subsequent sons, would not be subject to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Halacha Dalid. describes the procedure of the pidyon haben. Ha'av ma'isi lei labachar kamei kohen, the father of the child brings his firstborn in front of the kohen, umodia lo, and he informs him, shehu bechor peter rechem li'imo ha'yisraelis, that this child is the firstborn of his mother who is Jewish. Umaisi kesef, oshava kesef, and he brings money or something that's worth the value of the money of hay slayim, of five of the currency that was known as slayim. Umaniach lifnei ha-kohen, and he puts it in front of the kohen. For Omer la kohen, and he says to the kohen, Zeh bini bechori, this is my firstborn son. The remainder of this text can be found in the Siddur. V'yachakach manicho lifnei ha-kohen. And afterwards, he puts him down in front of the kohen. V'akohen sholo oso, and the kohen asked the father, Mai bo'is tvei, what do you want more? Meaning, do you prefer your son or the money? Now, this isn't really a chance for the father to take the money over the son, but it is a symbolic question. For whom meshev lo v'omer? And then the father turns to the kohen and says, Chafetz ani liftos es bini, I want to redeem my son, meaning the money will belong to the kohen, and I'm going to get my son back. Uba'od sheha'av machzik es hamat ba'os biyado, and as long as the father is holding the coins in his hand, kodem sheyitneim lekohen, before he gives it to the kohen, mivarech, so he makes the bracha, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu al pidyon haben. He makes the bracha over the mitzvah of pidyon haben, v'gam shechiyano, and he also makes the bracha of shechiyano, and then v'nosein miyad es hamat ba'os la'kohen, he immediately gives the coins to the kohen. V'ha'kohen notos ha'kesef umolicho biyodo arosh haben, the kohen takes the money and puts his hand over the head of the child, v'omer zeh tachazeh, that this is taking the place of that, meaning the money is taking the place of the child. V'ha'kach nosein es yodo arosh haben, and afterwards he puts his hand on the head of the child, umivarcho, and he gives him a bracha, v'oma yisimcha elokim, yivarecha Hashem b'yishmerecha, he gives him the birkas kohanim. Ki orech yomim mishnos chayim, Hashem yishmerecha mikoro, v'achakach mivarech hakohen al kos yayin, afterwards the kohen makes a bracha over a cup of wine, v'im ein yayin, and if there is no wine available, mivarech al shar mashke, he can make a bracha over a different drink, sheregilin lishtosham, which is considered a prestigious drink that they would drink over there in that locale. Avo oz tzrichen lasos hapidyon kodim natilas yadayim lasuda. But if they do this, then they would have to make the pidyon before washing their hands for the meal. Ki besoch hasuda ein mevorchen ashar mashkim. Because in the middle of the meal, a person would not make a bracha over other drinks. Masha ein kein kishayesh yayin, as opposed to wine, if it's available, you would make a bracha in the middle of a meal. In which case, the practice is that they first wash their hands and make a motzi over the bread, and afterwards they do the procedure for the pidyon haben. That's what he says. She'oz osin a pidyon acha berkas motzi, because then they would make the ceremony of the pidyon haben after they would recite the bracha of hamotzi. Halacha hay describes a situation where the father of the child is not in the same location of the child. So obviously he cannot present the kohen with the child and the money. So he says, Im ein ha'av b'makom ha'yeled, if the father is not in the same locale as the child, yacho gamken liftoso mikohen, Bashehusham, he is able to redeem the child from a kohen where he is, for Omer, And he would say to the Kohen, Omer la Kohen, Yesh li ben bechor lifto. So I have a firstborn son to redeem. Va'kohen Omer lo, my bayis tvei. And the Kohen says, which one do you prefer, the money or the child? It's the same procedure, except it's without the child being in front of the Kohen. Halacha vav. Be'inyan mashenogin. Regarding that which is practiced, Shehakohen machzer achakach estimei hapidyon kulo o miktsosoi la'av, that the Kohen returns either the entire money for the pidyon or part of it to the father. Kosav hataz tam, the taz gives a reason for it. Umisha rotzer lasus hamitzvah kidiboi lemahave, and someone who wants to do the mitzvah as it is supposed to be, Yivcha lo Kohen ani, he should find a Kohen who is destitute. Baal Torah v'yira, someone who is devoted to Torah and Yiras Hashem. V'ha'av v'gam ha'Kohen yigmeru b'daitam shelo lahachzir. And the father and the Kohen should conclude that they will not return the money afterwards. O yitin lo b'matana amanas lahachzir. Or it should be given and as a present with the stipulation that it should be returned. Now some poskim say that the ideal is that the Kohen should bedafka not return the money to the Yisrael, and that this is in fact the minhag. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in which he writes that today the Kohen should indeed return the money, because there is some question about the lineage of our Kohanim, and since the Kohen cannot prove that he is indeed a Kohen, after the ceremony, the money should be returned to the father. Halacha Zayin. Ha'em, the mother of a firstborn, Eino Chayeves Liftos Espina. She is not obligated to redeem her firstborn son. V'imeis Ha'av, and if the father of the Bechor dies before redeeming the child, based in Podinoso, it is responsibility of the court to redeem him. Halacha Ches. Avar ha'av v'lo pada es beno. If the father failed to redeem his son, o shemes ha'av, or if the father died, u based in lo paduoso, and Beistin also failed to redeem the child, Chayev hu ba'atzmo liftos es atzmo, so the child would be obligated to redeem himself, kishe yigdal, when he grows up, when he becomes 13. Umivarech, and then he makes the bracha, asher kidishanu b'mitzvasa v'tzivanu, al pidyon b'char, on redeeming a firstborn, v'shechiyanu, as well as the bracha of shechiyanu. In Halacha Tes, we discuss in what situations would a firstborn son be redeemed. He says, Kohanim ulevim peturim mipidyon haben. If the father of the baby is either a Kohen or a Levi, then they are exempt from doing the redemption. Vafilo bas Kohen o bas Levi, Nises li Yisrael. Even if the father is not a Kohen or Levi, but he's married to a woman who's the daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of a Levi, haben patur mi pidyon, their child does not need to be redeemed. V'im bas Kohen nivelo lagoi, v'nis abru mimeno. And if the daughter of a Kohen had relations with a non-Jew, and she became pregnant from him. Now in this case, since the child had a Jewish mother, the child is Jewish. Afilo nis'abra achakach beheter. Or even if after she had relations with the non-Jew, and she did not conceive from him, subsequently she became pregnant from her husband, haben chayev bepidyon. In this case, even though the child is the product of a Bas Kohen, Nevertheless, he must be redeemed. Sharei imo nischalala min hakahuna aide be'ilas hagoy. Because the mother lost her Bas Kohen status through the relations that she had with the non-Jew. V'chein, the same thing would be true, aide shar bilas iser, shehi mischalelas. The same thing would be true with any forbidden relationship that she had, which is going to remove the Kohen status, which turns her into chalala. So then too, her child would require a pidyon haben. It should be pointed out, however, that if a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman produce a firstborn child, and the woman is a Bas Levi, in this case, the child is exempt from pidyon haben, because it's only a Bas Kohen that becomes nischalel through a relationship with a goy, and not a Bas Levi. Certainly, any time that any woman who is not a Bas Kohen, who has a relationship with a non-Jew, and thereby produces a firstborn child, since that child would require pidyon haben, it certainly cannot be done by the non-Jewish father. A non-Jew can never do the mitzvah of pidyon haben. And if he does do so, it's considered invalid, and it must be done again by someone else. This is clear in the Shach and Yerodea. There are all sorts of interesting questions that come up today in Hilchos Pidyon Haben because of new situations in terms of Yichus. For example, what happens if the mother of the baby is uncertain whether she is a Bas Kohen? It is implied from the Pischei Tshuva that in such a case, her son would still be exempt from being redeemed. Unless, of course, she was nischalel, such as if she had relations with a non-Jew, then it doesn't matter whether she's a Bas Kohen. Either way, a pidyon haben is necessary. Another interesting question is, if a woman had relations with someone else, and she doesn't know whether the man is Jewish or not. So Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva about this, where he says, in this case, the child does not require pidyon haben. In the same tshuva, he deals with another interesting problem. A woman who, prior to being married, had relations with someone else, that would be nischalel her to the kahuna, which means that the fact that she was a Bas Kohen does not exempt the child from pidyon haben, and then her firstborn son should require pidyon haben. However, her husband is unaware of her past crimes. So Rav Sternbach has a tshuva that if after the 30th day has passed, she's not required to inform her husband of her history, but rather there should be some other method of performing the pidyon haben without the father of the baby being aware of it. In the Sefer Otzer Pidyon Haben, they cite Rav Elyashiv as saying that if there's ever a doubt whether or not a grandparent is a Levi, grandparent of the baby that is, meaning either the father's father or the mother's father is a Levi, in such a case there's no chiyuv of pidyon haben for that baby. Now one last case, and that is, if a Jewish man fathers a child together with a non-Jewish woman, that child does not need to be redeemed, even if the child is megayer, even if he converts. A ger never requires pidyon haben. Now, what happens if the father of the baby, who is Jewish, refuses to perform the mitzvah of pidyon haben? So the poskim say that a relative or someone else should be poda the child on behalf of the father. In order to do this, the person who is doing the redemption must first bestow 5 shloim to the father through another adult. The father of the baby does not need to be aware of this process. However, when the child grows up, the child should be informed that the transaction was done so that he does not do it again. Of course, it would be far more ideal to convince the father to either redeem his son or to authorize someone else to do it on his behalf. Halacha Yud. Isha Shehepila V'achakach Yolda Ben Kayama. A woman who miscarried and subsequently she gave birth to a viable child. Srichin Lasa She'ela. So she has to consult a posek to determine whether or not a pidyon haben should be done on that child. Because if the miscarriage was of a fetus of significant development, then the subsequent child would not be considered the firstborn. But this issue can only be determined by a qualified posek.